my eyes shut, and with what felt like an entire colony of butterflies in my stomach, I wished for courage. I opened my eyes and saw him smiling as he watched my tremendous wishing effort. He asked what I had wished for, and when I replied, he looked puzzled. "Courage? For what?" he questioned. I took one last deep breath and replied, "To do this." And I kissed him. All driver's license holding, varsity jacket wearing, 16 years of him. It was bravery I didn't know I had. Strength I owed completely to my heart, which gave up on my mind and took over. When I pulled back, I saw the astonished look on his face. A look that turned into a smile, and then laughter. After searching for something to say for what seemed to me like hours, he took my hand and said, "Well, I guess we're lucky tonight. Both our wishes came true."
7 Minutes in Heaven by Andrew Keegan. People say you change many times in the course of your teenage years, and that your time in school will teach you lessons you'll never forget. I think they were referring to classrooms and football fields, but one of my greatest learning experiences began in a parking lot. It was as I was waiting to be picked up one day that I met my first girlfriend. Her name was Brittany. She was pretty, outgoing, and 2 years older than I was. It seemed too good to be true that she was interested in me. But not long after we met, we became an official couple. At our age, going out meant that we talked on the phone every night and saw each other at school in between classes. We never really had a lot of opportunity to see each other or to get to know one another very well. But never having been in a relationship before, I thought this is what they were like. It didn't seem like a big deal that we weren't that close, that I didn't get butterflies in my stomach when I saw her. Not long after we got together, she called me and told me that she's going to a party with some friends and she wanted me to go with her. I said I would and waited somewhat nervously that night for her to pick me up. When the small car packed with teenagers arrived, I squeezed in and wondered what I was getting myself into. An hour into the party, I was feeling less self-conscious and a lot more comfortable. Though the people at the party were all older than me, they were people I knew or had seen around school. It all seemed innocent enough. We just sat around eating popcorn, watching a movie, and having a good time. Until the movie ended. Someone suggested a game of spin the bottle, and my heart began to beat a little faster. "It can't be that bad," I thought to myself. "It's just kissing, even if it is in front of a bunch of other people." But after a while, some people wanted to take the game a little further. I heard somebody say, "7 minutes in heaven," and everyone answered, "Yes," with knowing smiles. I had no idea what it was, and I looked at Brittany for help, but she just smiled and agreed that it was a good idea. After the first couple spent their 7 minutes in heaven, I figured out what the object of the game was: going into the closet and kissing. My stomach flip-flopped and I felt dizzy as I was waiting for the inevitable, when it would be my turn with Brittany. I was scared. I had no experience with this kind of thing, and I was about to jump into it head first with a girl 2 years older than I was. I didn't know what she expected, or what she would tell the other kids when we got out. I could see a sad reputation of being a lame boyfriend looming in the near future. I really didn't have a lot of time to think about it because our turn came, and Brittany pulled me after her into the closet. As it turned out, she was an experienced kisser. I didn't have time to think or react. She just kind of took over. I was relieved and glad when it was over. When she took me home later, neither one of us said much about it. I don't know what she was thinking about, but I was still trying to let everything sink in. It wasn't as much fun as I thought it would be. There was no romance or feeling in it. It was never talked about, but in the weeks that followed the party, my relationship with Brittany slowly ended, and I returned to doing normal things with kids my own age. I thought it was strange that I didn't feel sad about it. It was almost a relief not to have to worry about another party situation where I'd feel out of my league. I was at the beach with friends several months later when I started talking to a girl. As we talked, I realized I was strangely happy just listening to her and watching her smile while she told me all about her life. There was something about her that made me enjoy just being with her. With no thoughts of what it meant, I knew I wanted to see her again. So we planned to meet the following week, same time, same place. I was completely comfortable as we sat on the blanket that night, filling each other in on the events of the long week that preceded our reunion. We sat next to the bonfire and laughed, and suddenly, I wanted to kiss her. And I did. A pure, sweet, innocent kiss. One that made me feel warm and happy. And though it was nowhere near 7 minutes, it was definitely a piece of heaven. Love Is Never Lost by David J. Murcott. If our love is only a will to possess, it is not.